This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Don't look now, but we've already gone an hour and 20 minutes, and I'm just getting started.
You're just getting revved up, huh? You want to fill your car up today and save some money? You can do that, too, with my friends over at Hy-Vee. You love saving money on gas, don't you? Who doesn't love saving money on gas? Well, today, the surprise Santa deal at Hy-Vee is today only. If you spend just $50 on groceries today, Hy-Vee will give you 50 cents off per gallon on gas. You can have those points rack up. I think I'm going to save $1.64 at the pump today when I get my gas, because I go to Hy-Vee all the time and I look for those gas saver items, and sometimes I'll buy them, you know, and just save that extra money on gas. So you can do that today. Make it simple on yourself. Go spend $50 on groceries today and Hy-Vee will give you a 50 cent per gallon discount on gas only today and only at Hy-Vee.
We'll get to Max Pack here in just a second, but I want to give this joke to you, Bob, because I think I'm doing your job right when you say give the people the day off with a respectful text.
Sure, yeah.
Respect the text here. What is Irish and stays on the deck?
I don't know.
Patio furniture.
Ah, yeah. That's a great dad joke. I
so
love it.
So if you needed a little laugh this morning or a joke in your arsenal, you can thank the 816 for that one.
There it is. That's good. I like it.
And then from the 316, did we ever find out why Dusty hates Christmas so much? I don't hate Christmas. I love Christmas. It's my second favorite holiday. I just celebrate it, the start of it, after Thanksgiving. I'm also a fan of playing Christmas music on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And everybody's running around the house, and your Uncle Terry's in there drinking an old-fashioned, and your Aunt Sheila's drinking a dirty martini, and you're over here trying to figure out which game's more entertaining to watch throughout the day, not the 3 o'clock game. Let that Christmas music flow, baby. But until then, my opinion, you don't celebrate till after.
I saw a good tweet about that Giants game. They said it's going to draw a good number, and it's probably going to rank higher than any NBA Finals game will.
Yeah,
and they're absolutely
gonna,
right.
Because everybody's going to be falling asleep or eating and just leave their TV on.
That's right. Yeah.
So you really won't be watching it. Let's get into it, Mac.
It's time for Max Pack.
There's going to be some controversial rankings this week, I think. This is the first one where I think you guys are going to be perplexed by my rankings. And I am, too. Number five is really tough. And I think we'll start out there. Three names that I could not really figure out what I thought. It was between the Ravens, the Steelers, and a team that I think you're going to be surprised by, the Chargers, who I ended up picking as the number five team in the Max Pack Power Rankings. Now, again, these rankings are who I think can hoist the Lombardi Trophy. Last week, I did have Pittsburgh at five, and the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know what? It's a damn good team. Mike Tomlin probably won Coach of the Year. He revitalized Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson's not winning three straight playoff games and winning a Super Bowl, two of which will be on the road. He's not going to do it.
You think Justin Herbert is?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you forgot that one on the road in Jacksonville, huh?
Well, Brandon Staley is no longer the coach.
And that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. This is a new and improved Justin Herbert with a new and improved head coach, a new and improved roster. I just don't know. The Ravens have too many flaws. The Chargers at least have a fantastic defense with a quarterback that I think is playing almost as well as anyone. So I'm going to give the Chargers the nod at five here. I know it's a hot take, but I'm doing it. The rest of this a little more washed here. Philadelphia at four, by far the second best team in the NFC. We said it the other week, I said it the other day. It's a two-team conference. There's really no other debate besides that. Number three, It's the Bills. It's crazy. A team this good comes in at number three, but the two teams above them just have to be there. Buffalo, though, they do have the MVP. They have a pretty solid defense. And Bob, you mentioned it the other day. Sean McDermott, actually, pretty good performance on Sunday. We'll see if he can sustain that. Head coach for the Buffalo Bills. Detroit Lions, number two. Not giving him the number one nod. It would have to be a catastrophe on Kansas City's side for me to change this until someone proves otherwise. Detroit, though, is by far the number two team. They're the most complete team in the league. They probably have the best roster in all of football. They don't really have any holes. Yeah, number two team by far, Detroit Lions. If they don't make the Super Bowl, man, what a huge upset that would be for those Detroit fans. And then, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. Tough loss, but man, that was a C game on Sunday for Kansas City. Buffalo brought their A material, and it was still a close game. Hopkins wasn't involved. Kelsey wasn't involved. Pacheco, not there. The Chiefs had it down to the wire. That is by far the best team in the league.
Yep, I don't disagree with that at all. I think the Lions and the Chiefs are far superior above everybody else, you know,
I'd
on
put the
your
Bills
list.
There.
And the Bills are there, too. But again, the Bills, much like the Chargers, I got to see it, man. I got to see it to believe it in the postseason. And the Bills have had all these opportunities and still haven't shown it in the postseason.
So, again, run it down. Chargers 5.
Eagles 4. Bills 3, Lions 2, and your Chiefs at 1.
Can I ask who would be 6 or 7?
Yeah, that's what I was going through at the beginning.
AFC North.
Between the Steelers and the Ravens there. Yep, Steelers, Ravens, Chargers, really tough.
Okay.
But yeah, 3 AFC teams.
Buckle up here,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun kind of conclusion to the season, kind of piggybacking it a little bit. The Hard Knocks is coming out with the AFC.
Nice.
I think it looks good, right?
Because you got all the drama in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You got Tomlin making the decision mid-season.
Yeah.
Baltimore's fallout.
Yep.
And then nobody cares about Cleveland.
Nobody cares about Cleveland. But they do, because that's another dumpster fire with a horrible owner, too.
And there's still news there to be entertaining because of the whole Watson deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watson! Yes! There you
go. Let's get to those bottom feeders.
All right. Here they are in no particular order. These are the teams I believe are the five worst teams in the NFL. And it starts with the New York Football Jets, 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 Jets.
Okay.
And Woodrow R. Johnson III, their terrible, terrible owner. He sucks so bad that until he goes, the Jets will be a complete and utter failure. So the Jets are on there. They've also let a quarterback run their situation. Jacksonville, to me, is clearly on this list. Why they haven't fired Doug Peterson yet, I don't know. I feel like...
Oh, I wish I could... Never mind.
What were you going to say?
No, that's what he said in that press conference.
Oh, yeah. I think he probably knows that he's getting fired, but they just don't want to pay him out and have somebody else do the job. Maybe the rest... I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that guy's got to go.
That is up for potential change that you're evaluating right now?
Gosh, I really wish...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're ready to take a shot at a reporter.
What was that?
Hey, I hate to break the news to you, Doug.
Yeah.
But your team is 2-9, so probably should pipe down on the reporter, okay? You're 2-9, bro. It's not like you've accomplished a lot this year. You let a fumble at the beginning of the year ruin your entire season. The Giants are on my bottom feeder list. You're starting Tommy DeVito, enough said, and the players are walking around acting like, I don't understand why this change was made. What have you been watching? How stupid are you as a player to not realize Daniel Jones sucks?
Is that a lie?
It has to be.
Like, right? They're just trying to seem supportive?
Maybe. Okay. It has to be. But if you're a player on that team and you're, like, confused as to why Daniel Jones isn't playing anymore, what the hell have you been watching?
I think if you come out and you're like, yeah, it's about time, you're going to get a couple of those guys be like, dude, what the hell? You can't throw our guy down. We all know he sucks.
Yeah,
but
right.
Like, come on.
He's our guy. Yeah.
He's also your third string, not even your
back. No, he's your
that's
third string.
Pretty,
demoted,
yeah.
demoted.
That's
right.
Pretty crazy.
Well,
I mean, we don't need to see anything else. We really don't.
Right? He's better than the other two.
Stop it.
He is. Then Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito.
Time will tell.
I don't think any of them are good, but
no,
I mean,
of
that's
course not.
You know,
they're all terrible.
Yeah. Cowboys coming in at number 4 on my list of my bottom feeders this week. They're a rudderless ship right now.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them? And then I've got the Raiders on there as well. Got to put the Raiders on there, sitting at 2-8. That is another mess. Mm-hmm. But you know, you look at these teams. Raiders have ownership issues. Cowboys have ownership issues. Jets have ownership issues. Jags
Giants
probably
have ownership issues.
And I think the Giants do as well. I mean, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
they paid Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, they did.
I mean.
They did. It's a bad move. Yep.
It's like giving you a one TV.
I mean, the guy went out there and, well played, the guy went out there, won a playoff game, and they gave him all this money. He's what a contract year player is. I'm in a contract year. I went out and balled, earned my money. Foley, I guess you could say.
He's Foley?
Foley. Fake foe, you know, Foley earning his money.
Mick Foley.
And here we sit now. He's a grifter. Daniel Jones, a great grifter, man.
Word of 2024.
It really is. I mean,
I thought about it the other day. I was like trying to think of like a topic to come up with like at the end of the year. Like, give me your top five grifters of 2024.
Yeah.
We'll have those topics coming around Christmas time. And then we'll have a topic on Friday or the Wednesday before. You guys here Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, okay. Next Wednesday.
To make
yeah.
sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Do our who we were thankful for this year.
Yeah,
sports.
I love
you
that.
You know how those
yeah.
topics
oh, yeah.
go.
Turkeys and sports
top three
this year.
Sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's always accepted but always neglected at Christmas time? Cranberry sauce, ain't no. Max's going to try cranberry sauce for the first time.
Yeah, give it a shot.
All right, so Max.
How have you never had cranberry sauce?
I know.
Have you heard the sound it makes? It's close. It's pretty damn close. Max Pack, 5, Chargers, 4, Philly, 3, Buffalo, 2, Lions, number 1, the Chiefs.
Are you mad at the Chargers take, Dusty?
No, because I think that the NFL is, I mean, to say that the NFL is premature is an understatement, but it's just so reaction-based every week. Like, I mean, 3 weeks ago, people were crowning the Ravens as the number 100%. One team.
Oh, God, yes. Remember that?
They're not even your top 5.
They were not never number one on Max Pack.
Greenberg say they were the best team and they were never going to lose.
Never going to lose if Derrick Henry's healthy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good comp, Lamar Jackson to Aaron Judge? Because I heard this a couple places yesterday.
I would say Josh Allen is more Aaron Judge than Lamar Jackson.
But he's never won the MVP.
I see. Oh, from that standpoint.
Like Lamar Jackson, regular season, it's like hands down yeah. MVP. Gets to the playoffs, it's like, where's that guy?
Right.
Aaron Judge, hands down, 60 bombs, 58 bombs, whatever, 330
where's
average.
That guy? Yeah.
Playoff, he's dropping fly balls, not himself. And it's right. like, eh.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
I get
probably.
That.
But, you know, I was thinking more of the lines of always the bridesmaid type thing with you know, Josh Allen, you know, never being able to overcome Patrick Mahomes.
No, I get that.
Winning it. But yeah, I see with the MVP thing factor, and yeah, that does make more sense, I guess. Yeah.
Sucks. For him.
Who wins a championship first, Lamar or Judge?
Judge.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know that Lamar ever gets a championship.
I don't know either.
The big difference would be the salary cap. They can just feed Aaron Judge whatever they need to, and he'll always be a New York Yankee. They'll
right.
never get rid of him.
Right.
At least in my opinion, I think. Bob's bottom feeders, Jets, Jags, Giants, them boys, and them Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all, let's see, head coach fired. Jacksonville head coach will be fired. Giants to be determined. Cowboys fired. Raiders fired.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cleveland just is gone. There's no reason to mention them the rest of the year.
Oh, they're irrelevant. Yeah. Okay. That guy's going to get fired too. Again, ownership is the problem in Cleveland. A mess.
Yeah.
Do background research on the guy who owns the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
He's your Tennessee guy. You know probably a lot about that guy.
He sucks.
He's like a crook, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good Einstein Bengals in his business building, though. I will say that.
He's a grifter. So you look at those bottom feeders, and you start to think about, because I think we're finally to that point in the NFL season, at least from my point of view, where you can kind of start figuring things out for the future. What I mean by that is like where guys are going to fall. Like we're starting to see the development of the college player kind of come out as like, okay, these are the clear. Like we probably have our finalists for the Heisman Trophy already.
I think there's right? one answer to that, right?
Fair, yeah. But I think it's going to be Shador,
yep.
Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, mm-hmm. and then the kid from Boise State.
Ashton right. Gentry.
Yeah, those are your four. I think, am I missing somebody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What about Jaden Daniels? Is he-
okay.
I mean, Kansas won 2 in a row.
That's true.
They should be in the playoffs.
Well, they should have won all those others, man.
So,
it's just the fourth quarter.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
So you would think that, you know, out of those teams you just mentioned, Jets, Jags, Browns, Giants, Cowboys, Raiders, one of those teams is going to get the first overall pick. Tennessee is, I think, in that conversation,
Tennessee's
too?
In that conversation. Yep. But Tennessee, to me, is just, that's right. They have a team. Like, I just, you know.
I mean, They sure the hell were active to sign players in the offseason like they were going to put together.
You
a
win
team.
That. You, I mean, that's what March is all about, man. You win that championship in March. How does it go in September through December? So good. Everybody loves free agency in the NFL. Scam.
Do you think the first overall pick will be Shador Sanders or Travis Hunter? And does it depend on the team that's drafted?
I think a lot depends on the team. Who do you think is going to get that first overall pick?
Who's going to be? I mean, Jacksonville's 2-9. Tennessee's 2-8. Cleveland's 2-8. Giants are 2-8. Raiders 2-8. Patriots are within the conversation along with the Jets, Panthers, Cowboys, who are all 3-win teams.
Yeah. But only three of those teams don't need a quarterback.
Because Patriots won't take one.
I think Patriots definitely won't.
Yeah, they got Drake May. They're
not taking a quarterback.
Cowboys aren't taking a quarterback, and neither are the Jets.
Why wouldn't the Cowboys take a quarterback?
You don't think they trade Dak?
Both of these guys just paid their quarterbacks. Yeah, okay.
So they're tied down. Cleveland could take a quarterback, but why would they? They got a lot of money invested in theirs.
Jeez.
Jags have Trevor Lawrence. Is
How
it time
long
to move
are you
going to
run that charade in Cleveland, though? I mean, seriously, think about it. Like, if Cleveland wants to move forward, you got to get rid of Deshaun Watson. You can't keep that guy around anymore. Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're the Giants and you want the number one overall pick, why would you not have Daniel Jones be your quarterback? If you know he's bad and you know he's not good and you want to move on from him, why not let him play? Because obviously if he gets hurt, the money.
Yeah, the
so
money
I,
thing,
I understand
the,
that
yeah,
question.
Sure,
but
the
again,
money thing
like,
is big. But because here's why. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but this is a business again, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what has New York Giant fans excited? Tommy DeVito. They've been excited about this guy. He's a local kid. He's playing quarterback. He gives energy to a team that is 2-8. People will go to the game to watch this kid play. They will spend money on parking and food and all that kind of nonsense. That's part of the reason why you do it. You give your fans a little something that they wanted since the beginning of the season. Like, fans are fans, man. People love Tommy DeVito, local kid.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like he's like the opener of the big band. Like, yeah, it's cool for like the first couple songs.
Of course.
And then you're just like, yeah,
right.
I'm over this.
No, no doubt. That's exactly what
it's
it
like
is.
John Party. You're like, oh, yeah, Head Over Boots. That song's awesome. And then the next song, you're like, yeah, it's great. Okay, bring on Luke Combs.
Come on. But at 2-8, what do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose.
You do. You're the first overall pick to lose, which has been done before.
It has been. But the problem is there's not that great quarterback that you're like, okay, we're going to suck for luck type thing and whatnot. Like, that great quarterback, in my opinion, right now in college football, I don't know that guy is necessarily there.
We want to force it every year, right?
Every year. I mean, and you know who's the perfect example of that? That Trey Lance. Did you hear Jerry Jones's comments on Trey Lance basically saying, this guy sucks? Like that's the problem. Zach Wilson, another one. You know, like, we look at these quarterbacks, we want to force these guys into being these quarterbacks that maybe just aren't capable of being NFL quarterbacks. And I don't know who that guy is right now in college football.
I think anybody that you list has got to be better than what you currently have, situational-wise.
I don't disagree with that, right?
Because of the fact of potential.
But if I'm the Giants, I'm not trying to draft a quarterback this year. I'm going to try to trade for a quarterback. You're going to have, I think some quarterbacks are going to be available on the trade market this year. I think you're going to look at, you know, Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence is absolutely 100% available in a trade right now. If you're Jacksonville, especially if you're hiring a new coach, why saddle him with Trevor Lawrence? Maybe Daboll thinks he can get something out of Trevor Lawrence. Maybe you decide to go that route. Dak may be available as a trade this year, especially if they go the Deion route and they get Shador. You don't need Dak Prescott anymore on your team. Now, I don't know if the Cowboys would trade with the Giants, but I was talking to somebody the other day in another sport about trades. And they're like, look, we just look for the best possible players available to come back and return. We don't care if it's in the division or not. So we'll see if the Giants could offer a deal for Dak Prescott. So those Kirk Cousins may be available. Sam Darnold may be available, you know, to be your stopgap guy. So I don't know that the Giants are going to go into the draft saying, we're going to draft a quarterback. And when you go into a draft saying, we have to have somebody at this position, that's when you fail.
No, I get that. I get that. But I mean, again, I know that Mac was saying that the Dak Prescott thing, but I mean, if there's any a team that's going to do it, it would be that Dallas Cowboys franchise where they would just move on from somebody, trade somebody, and like eat contract because of who Jerry is.
Yeah.
And people would want Dak. They could find a trade
absolutely
partner.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
So they'd be like, oh, he just hates Dallas and Jerry Jones. Watch him come over here and just be free-spirited and actually play well.
Yeah.
But again, like, I could also see maybe, I don't know, Jacksonville having the number one overall pick and the Giants having like the fifth pick, and they're like, you know what? We really want Travis Hunter, you know, we'll trade you our first round pick, you know, for Trevor Lawrence or however that works. And then you kind of build your team around the draft that way. That's a far stretch cry to do that, because I think both of those kids from Colorado are going 1-3. I think there's, what's the DN out of Tennessee? I think he'll be a high draft
James
pick.
James Pierce is going to be up there.
And depending on who's picking, right, if they have their quarterback, like say the Patriots fall to the second overall pick, they're taking the kid from Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about taking a quarterback.
But then again,
position.
I don't know what people's mindset is with Travis Hunter in the league. Is he going to play corner? Is he going to play receiver? That'll be one of those things in the combine where it's like, what are you going
to
do?
Does this draft have the feel to you maybe a little bit of the Chiefs having that number one overall pick, where there was no quarterback on the board whatsoever.
They took Fish.
And they took Eric Fisher at number one, and he was your mainstay left tackle for, what, 8 years here in Kansas City. They're still looking for a left tackle since Eric Fisher
was. First two picks in that draft, left tackles.
Yeah, and they picked the right one. That Luke Jokel turned out to be a turd bird.
Yeah, they did, because I remember that. They were like, they're going to take Luke Jokel. He's the guy. And it was like, Eric Fisher. And everybody was like, all right, draft's over. Let's go back to our night.
Yeah,
and
a lineman, but that's solidified. I mean, we've been looking for a left tackle since Eric Fisher. So
fair enough.
I mean, you go into these drafts with, like, we have to get a quarterback. You might as well quit. You might seriously go find a different profession, because you're going to stretch and reach and just do a terrible job of drafting when you go in saying we have to fill this position when that guy may not be available right now.
The Giants might finish the season with just 3 wins. Because their next games are Bucks, Cowboys, Saints, Ravens, Falcons, Colts, Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely finishing the year with 4 straight losses. And the Jags,
depending on what the Eagles are doing at that point in time, too.
Yeah, I mean, they could bench their starters in Week 18.
Right.
And then the Jags, who I think also, and the Titans, their next few opponents are Texans, Titans, Jets, Raiders, Titans, Colts.
Oh wow, they got two Titans, a Jets, a Raiders in there.
Yeah. So they could actually, you know, F around and find out how to lose the first overall pick. And then the Titans obviously have the Jags twice, the Colts, the Bengals, the Commanders, and Texans. So the Titans sitting pretty at a chance to get the number one overall pick. And I think Shadur might love him some Nashville. I'm just saying.
But do they want him to go to Nashville? Yeah. Do you trust Tommy Callahan to be the guy that, you know, kind of shepherd Shadur Sanders into the league?
I guess he's the working man, and that's who he is, and that's who he.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cares,
you're right.